This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An interesting new classroom at the University of Wisconsin-Superior is almost set to begin its journey to the school. The university has developed a floating classroom to be used as a research vessel and teaching environment on Lake Superior, and it's currently getting the finishing touches at a shipyard in Louisiana. After being fully completed, the floating classroom will be sailed up to the school, and officials are expecting it to arrive sometime this spring. They say the classroom will be used for both STEM students and liberal arts students. City of Duluth union workers have voted to authorize a strike if they can't come to an agreement on a new labor contract with the city. On Tuesday, union workers rejected a settlement offer from the city, calling it insulting and unacceptable and demanding fair wages and dignity. City officials say they're still working to schedule another mediation effort with the union through the State Bureau of Mediation Services. If a deal is not reached, Duluth city workers could walk off the job in mid-January after a few days of a cooling-off period. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed additional charges against two lawyers and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump for their role in the fake elector scheme following the 2020 election. Kenneth Chesborough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are each facing 10 more felony charges in addition to the single forgery charges filed in June. The new charges accuse them of forgery in an attempt to defraud. The three are scheduled to make their first court appearances on the original charges this week. Each of the charges carries a maximum of 6 years in prison. A long-anticipated housing project officially broke ground in Duluth on Tuesday. The Incline Village project at the former Duluth Central High School site will house more than 1,300 condos, apartments, and retail shops when officially completed. A lack of affordable housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing the area as city officials look to continue growing the community. The first phase of construction on the project will see a condo building with 70 units, and officials hope to officially open it by summer of 2026. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $13 million in funding for the accelerator company Generator to develop the Great Lakes economy. The funding is meant to help the company support entrepreneurs and help small businesses develop technology to improve the maritime economy. Senator Baldwin has also called on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to prioritize Great Lakes projects with Inflation Reduction Act funds. Those interested in applying for the accelerator program can do so online. A Rice Lake man accused of burglary at a closed sand plant near Chetek has entered a guilty plea. On Monday, 28-year-old Draven Mers pled guilty to felony burglary relating to the September 2023 theft. According to court documents, Mers and 35-year-old Lee Lefevers broke into the facility to steal wires and electrical components. Lefevers pled guilty on burglary charges earlier this year. Mers was charged with criminal damage to property, but that charge was dismissed as part of the plea deal. He's scheduled to be sentenced in February. An environmental group fighting against the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project in Superior has petitioned the state Supreme Court to get involved. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club filed the petition on Thursday, challenging the Public Service Commission's approval of the controversial project. The planned facility would be a nearly $1 billion gas-fired power plant, and environmental activists say the Public Service Commission did not give environmental standards enough consideration before giving the project its approvals. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on a proposed deer management unit rule. The draft rule would allow the Department of Natural Resources to return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and parts of the Central Forest Zone. The public comment period on the proposal will be open until January 10th, and DNR officials will host a virtual public meeting on the draft rule on January 8th. Public comments can be mailed to the DNR office in Madison or submitted online. Wisconsin farmers will soon see more raw milk testing for avian flu as national regulators attempt to halt the spread of the disease. So far, there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state, despite confirmed cases in neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new testing strategy, states like Wisconsin, which have so far been unaffected, will have the frequency of sampling decreased after several rounds. Cows must also be tested before fairs or exhibitions and interstate travel. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend, actress Shailene Woodley, says she hasn't spoke much about her breakup with Rodgers because it makes her cry. The 33-year-old actress told Yahoo Entertainment she stayed with Rodgers because she was depressed and a very empathetic person. She called her relationship with the Jets quarterback toxic. If she ever meets former Jets coach Robert Saleh, sparks will fly. Influencer Brecky Hill is finally addressing the rumors that she is the reason for Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter's breakup. The 21-year-old OnlyFans star, Brecky, if that is her real name, released a TikTok video to say she's never even met or encountered Keoghan. If you're trying to procrastinate at work, you can check out said TikTok video, where at about 2 minutes into it, you'll wonder if you are actually losing IQ points, and will come to the conclusion that she is definitely sleeping with Barry Keoghan. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Light snow this morning, then windy and cold with falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop well into the single digits by later today with a wind chill that's well below zero. Tonight, windy, partly cloudy, in the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.